You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Here at Bloomberg Business Week, we talk a lot about and we report a lot about gender equity when it comes to representation at the top companies in the United States and at the top companies in the world. Well, the gender diversity in the alcoholic beverage industry has historically been not so good. It's been male dominated. But one company is trying to shed a little light on that and changes that have been made in recent years. That company is Heineken USA, and we have Maggie Timoney joining us now, Chief Executive Officer of Heineken USA. She joins us on the phone from Connecticut. Maggie, Heineken USA has a new white paper out. It's called Behind the Label, Gender Diversity in the Alcoholic Beverage Industry. What prompted Heineken USA and what prompted you to do a deep dive into this?
Hi, Tim. How are you? Good afternoon. Greetings from Connecticut. Yes, we are. You know, I'm a woman and I've been in the alcohol beverage industry for many, many years. And I looked around the room over the years and I don't see many diverse faces. So Heineken USA took a leadership position and got with a cohort of senior females across alcohol beverage. And we had a discussion and we said, you know, it's really incumbent upon us to highlight the path and pave the way for the future generations of women. And I think, you know, it's easy not to do anything in to raise the profile of and highlighting the path for females in our future females in our industry. But we said it's incumbent upon us to take on that task and put it firmly on our shoulders.
And so how do you do that? I mean, is that through recruitment or advancement for women already in the industry, or I imagine some combination?
I think it's a combination. The two things, when consumers look at, when they think about Heineken USA, they think about the brand, and the same with other AlcBev companies. So I think we need to ensure that we market the people behind the beverages and the actual industry behind the beverages. These are fully blown businesses with P&Ls and breweries and marketing departments and finance departments and HR departments and sales departments, et cetera. That's number one. Let's market our industry for others. Number two, we need to elevate our recruiting programs. We don't do enough to ensure that we have a breadth and depth and scope of coverage across, you know, different universities, and to highlight in particular to females, you can have a big opportunity in alcohol beverage.
Maggie,
at the same time, Katie, I think we also need to level the playing field to ensure that we're very flexible in how we show up at work and where you can work. You can work from home. You can work from an office. We need to highlight that to all of our future talent.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight, athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder.
That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline, it's teamwork, and it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Give us some numbers here. Give us some data about what you found in the industry and how it compares to other industries, because I think it's fair to say there are many industries when it comes to the corporate world that are dominated by men.
Yeah, when we look at recent studies, the percentage of women in C-suite roles across the marketplace remains relatively small. We all know that. It's circa 21%. When we look at women in C-suite roles in food and beverage, it's a little bit lower at 20%. However, when we look at women in C-suite roles in food and beverage distribution, it's just 10%. And, you know, when you look at general C-suite roles, we know that it's dropped from 24%. So, you know, we talk a lot about gender diversity and, you know, females and their careers, but the numbers are showing that we're actually going in the wrong direction. So how do we sustainably bring these numbers up and keep them up and then build off that base? That's our challenge across all industries, and in particular, our focus on Alphabet.
And so, Maggie, you mentioned that the numbers are going in the wrong direction. I'm curious what role the pandemic played in that, because obviously, it's been a while since myself has been at an in-person conference, just meeting people organically to network. How does that factor in that we've all been virtual for really a year and a half?
Yeah, I think, you know, if I can link that a little bit to mentorship and allyship, you know, when you look at females in the workplace, we need to be more flexible, because the female voice is not heard when you're not in the room. And I think being virtual has not helped females in terms of their progression or even staying in the workforce. So how do we move away from mentorship and move towards allyship, so that when you're not in the room, somebody is speaking and your voice is heard via somebody else on your behalf?
Hey, Maggie.
And at Heineken USA, I just want to say that we've done it. We, you know, over 10 years ago, we launched the Women's Leadership Forum. We have 48% females at Heineken USA. And globally for Heineken, we're looking to increase to 30% females in leadership positions, senior leadership positions, by 2030. We have made that commitment.
Well, it's interesting, because I look at your website in preparation for this interview, and something sticks out to me. Brands that are about substance rather than status, social rather than exclusive, personalized rather than mass. That's what you consider your portfolio of, quote, upscale international brands. I'm wondering how this report dovetails with the identity that you want consumers to have when they pick up a Heineken, or when they pick up a Dos Equis, or an Arizona Sunrise Hard Seltzer, or one of your emerging brands?
You know, we are a family-owned company, Heineken globally. And I'm not sure if you know this, Tim, but we are majority owned by the Heineken family.
Yeah.
And Charlene Heineken is our owner and our founder. So we put a lot of focus and we put our money where our mouth is when it comes to gender diversity and inclusion and diversity globally at Heineken. So we ensure that our advertising includes diverse consumers, because our brands are consumed by diverse consumers. We ensure that our agencies are diverse. We ensure that the communities in which we operate, that we provide a diverse lens to all of the philanthropic efforts that we make.
And so, Maggie, Heineken, matches its words with actions. But again, I keep going back to your point that at an industry-wide level, the numbers are going the wrong way. The gender disparity is getting worse. How does that reverse? What would be the catalyst to actually make the numbers go in the right direction? And how long might that take?
You know what? It really could take a long time, which is why we at Heineken USA, together with other, across the industry, other senior females are launching this campaign to look behind the label. We want to showcase our industry to people, to consumers, to showcase what's behind the beer they're drinking, what's behind the wine they're drinking, what's behind the spirit they're drinking. Because there's a lot of fantastic people who love this beautiful industry and are so proud to work for this industry. And many who have left the industry always say, oh God, I really want to go back. So behind the label, our first chapter in our book is to showcase the people behind the industry so that our consumers and society at large can look and say, I admire that industry and I want to work there.
I want to talk a little bit more about the business and get an update on you from the business. Many people may not know that Heineken USA is the parent company of Red Stripe, Strongbow, Tiger, Amstel Light, among many other beers and spirits. I wonder about emerging areas. I wonder about innovation. Where are you really bullish? Where are you seeing growth?
You know, I think, years and years and years ago, it was the bigger brands, lagers, and consumers were happy with that. I think with the advent of social media, and there are really no boundaries between countries anymore. You know, there's no geographic boundaries because people are on their phone, iPad, surfing the net, and they're experiencing brands in different ways. And people can say, well, is that a big challenge? That's really an opportunity that we can take our global brands from around the world and have them show up for our consumers in their locale and how our consumers want them to show up, number one. Number two, we have a huge opportunity to innovate. The lines for consumers are very, very blurred. And what they're looking for in a product, whether it be lower calorie, lower alcohol, or with our own Heineken 0.0, no alcohol, we need to ensure that we are innovating and innovating at speed and being extremely agile and nimble to deliver for our consumers what they want. And consumers today, Tim and Katie, are very promiscuous. They're going to try a plethora of different products, and we need to make sure that we are adapting and being fast to market to satisfy those consumer needs.
Hey, just in the last 30 seconds we have with you, Maggie, you piqued my interest when you talked about the no alcohol beer, the Heineken version of that. What type of growth are you seeing there? Because we have spoken recently to the CEO and founder of Athletic Brewing, who's raised a lot of venture capital money and sees growth just off the charts in about 20 seconds.
Yeah, we are still seeing in year three double-digit growth, high double-digit growth.
Wow.
And a lot of new consumers actually coming into the beer category. And it was just fantastic that our brewers took 20 years to develop what I think is the perfect product, Heineken 00. Please, if you haven't tried it, go out and try it. It is phenomenal.
Maggie Tymoney, Chief Executive Officer at Heineken USA, joining us on the phone from Connecticut. Thank you so much for taking the time and joining us on Bloomberg Businessweek Radio. This is Bloomberg.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.